Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don F. McClure Show. And, of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We've got an exciting show for you tonight. So if you want to listen in, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to get in. And if you want to reach me, you can listen to the show. Or you can email me at McClure.S@yahoo.com. I almost forgot my old email. Or you can reach me at Don S. McClure@AOL.com. Or you can reach me at Don S. McClure@DSMPublications.net. I don't know what the heck is wrong with me tonight. Tonight is the 17th of April, and it is the birthday of some very, very, very special people. I am broadcasting tonight from my best friend's house. His mother is 91 years old. Man, 91. Could you believe that? And I bought her some flowers. Oh, that's so sweetie beatie. So I want to celebrate her birthday and say happy birthday to her. And to JB, who I could not do my shows without. Today is the birthday of JB. And that's my producer. I couldn't do it without them. So as you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and of course I am the one and only, we have an exciting show for you tonight, and it is Friday, the 17th, and a happy and safe Friday to everyone out there, and I want you to be careful out there. You can catch my show at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. in California, and 6 p.m. in Arizona. The show is brought to you with financial support from listeners just like you, and if you want to support the show, you can go to my fabulous website of www.dsmpublications.net and hit the donation button and make your support known. And like I said, if you want to reach me on the show, you can dial 347-633-9376. That is the number for my fabulous show. And my daughter is having a program this month, and I'm going to be there to support her. It's her first conference. Yay! So I'm sure she's going to do well. And you know what? I just enjoy my show so much. I am glad that we have reached 58,350 listeners. Man, that is a heck of a lot of people. So I want to start my show off with a bang. And to all my friends and family and friends and supporters, man, I feel like the Roman legions. My brothers, we are the brothers of the sword. So let's get a few shouts out to start my show, I've got to send a shout out to Dr. Jonelle S. Albert Reese in Chicago. I mean, that is a sharp woman there. She's doing a lot of great things in the educational department. And she is reading my book, To Have a Friend. Also want to send a shout out to Memphis, Tennessee, to Sharon Cottrell. I mean, man, that is one beautiful woman. Woo! And I want to send a shout out to her son. He is really a delight to talk to. He's a great little guy. And I wish him the best in life. And to my best friend, Anthony Stevens, a shout out to him. Man, I could not do anything without him. We are friends. We are the friends of the world. I like that, man. I should have sang opera. And to A in California, who I could not do anything without her support. It's for the world to conquer. Man, I don't know what I've been drinking today. But I want to send a few shouts out to those people because they are just great, 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 and super great people. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. As I said, it is my best friend's mother's birthday, and I'm going to play a special song for her. Now, you know I invited a lot of people to my friend's house, and I asked Coco Taylor to come by, and she said, Don, I got the perfect song. She's going to invite all her friends to the house, Butcher Knife Toe Nanny and Shotgun Jimmy and whoo, there's a lot of people. But Coco Taylor tonight, she's going to sing Wang Dang Doula for the happy birthday people. And man, I'm having a Wang Dang Doula myself. Let's get the show started. We've got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're talking about a winning personality in love, business, and friendship. So I want you to sit back and relax and enjoy my fabulous, fabulous show.
We're gonna rock and trump till midnight. We're gonna bust and fight.
you talking about some people, butcher knife, toe nanny. I had to tell all them crazy people, go home. I'm talking about butcher knife, toe, and she tried to cut me. I told her, get out. She said, I'm not going nowhere. Man, did you know I used to date a girl named Butcher Knife Toe Nanny and Shotgun Slim? Oh, man. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number to listen to is 347-633-9376. That is the number you can call and listen to the show. And next week, we've got two authors joining me to do my show. They've got an event coming up in June called The Caps, and I'm going to be one of the featured speakers. Part my knowledge, like parting the Red Sea. Done. Moses. Done. Moses. A friend of mine said she likes my impression of Moses. I said, you must be crazy. I want to send a shout out to my older sister, Yolanda, who is in Des Moines, Iowa. She's a pastor. She keeps trying to save my soul. But anyway, she has a radio show too called The Voice of Joy. So when you get a chance, I want you to listen to that show. We're talking tonight about a winning personality in love, business, and friendship. One of the most important key factors in being successful in any area in your personality is got to be on fire. Your personality is what helps you win. If you could see my board, you would see a picture of Mrs. the First Lady, Obama, Michelle. You will see President Barack Obama, and you will see President Bill Clinton. Now, the reason why I brought those photographs up, every last one of those individuals has a winning personality. And no matter if it's in your personal relationships, your love relationships and desire, or business, or your trade, or even friendships, your personality with your siblings, children, parents has got to be a shining personality. It's always the best thing that people enjoy about you, even your close friends, that spark that makes everyone or almost everyone want to be around you. It's so very important. Think about that favorite actor or actress that you watch in a film and you say to yourself, I like him or her, like Denzel, or that business leader that you admire, who they react to the public and how they explain how much respect they have for their parents or their associates or the people that helped them along the way. And think about the causes that they champion just because they want to champion those causes. But you always hear people talk about their personalities. So I want you to think about that. Think about the personality of the presidents, whether it's Bill Clinton or President Barack Obama, or like I said, even the First Lady Michelle. She has a great personality. Or take somebody like Nelson Mandela or even Julius Nyerere. Your winning personality can take you far in business and in love, and it does not matter if you are introverted or extroverted. The question is, can you become a forced extrovert, and are there such personalities? I mean, a lot of people say I'm a Cancer, and so Cancers are supposed to be introverted, but I'm extroverted because I want to be extroverted because I speak in the world and I do lectures and I know where I want to go. So again, but that winning personality, I want you to sit back and think about, do you have a winning personality? Because when I was talking to the major corporations, 89% of them said, Don, you know what? I like your personality. So we're going to give you the contract. That's what's going to help you grow in the world. If you stay introverted and don't talk to a lot of people and only try to do your business work, it could work. But if you add that winning personality, it will work. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show tonight. We are talking about a winning personality in love, business, and friendship. And when you have that great personality in your personal relationship, your woman just goes, oh, that's my sweetie, beady. He's so sweet. Man, do I like saying sweetie, beady. Bunky, bunky. Hunky, hunky. You're listening to the Donnette McClure Show. And I've got a track that I've got to play for you. We're talking about Fighting Suspicion by Rebecca Ferguson. And I like this track. It's kind of one of those neo-soul jazz tracks. Got that raspy sound to her voice. This is Rebecca Ferguson doing Fighting Suspicion. And I like the bass player in this. He is good. But she's got a winning personality too. So let's listen to this track. And when I come back, we've got some more great music for you on the Donnette McClure Show, the one and only.
Isn't it amazing what a lonely heart will have you do just when you think you're getting wiser? Somebody comes along and you're stuck like glue. Isn't it amazing what a lonely heart?
You're talking about a track, Fighting Tuition. I said that because it's Man, she said she stuck like glue. She stuck like glue on that man. Fighting, I mean, I like that track. You know, the craziest part about it, I mean, that orchestration. Man, I like that. That was just a track. That's by Rebecca. Man, I've been drinking too much tea. That's Rebecca Ferguson, Fighting Suspicion. And the thing is, I was just discussing extroverts and introverts, or introverts. You know, and I believe that you can have a forced extrovert. Because again, I'm introverted. I'm so quiet and shy, and I don't talk much. But I'm a Cancer. But just like Johnny Carson, I know some of you are too young to remember Johnny Carson, but he's what they call a forced extrovert, meaning that we know we have to be out there in the public's eye and all that other good stuff. But our personality that we push forward, we know needs to be a winning personality. And so therefore, you get involved and you say, you know what, I have to be able to speak. Even Muhammad Ali had a winning personality that a lot of people liked. Now, of course, he talked a lot of stuff and did a lot of stuff, knocked people out in three and all that other good stuff. But the point was, he was really on top of his game, and he had a winning personality. One of the most key factors in being successful in any area, I believe, is your personality. Because after you talk over the deal, after you meet the girl, after you go to church, whatever it is, even that speaker, if you think about the personality of T.D. Jakes, Creflo Dollar, even Kenneth Whalum Jr. in Memphis, they all have like winning personalities that draw you into them, so you listen more intently to what they're saying. That winning personality, even in an interview, when you're doing your job interview, that winning personality will make them say, you know what, I don't really have a position for you, but I'm going to make a position for you. And when you listen to the organized crime guys, they're always talking about their friendships and the personalities of the people. So I want you to think about that. Think about your winning personality, and if you don't have one, the next question is, how do you develop a winning personality? Man, I'm going to play a track by a band that has a winning personality, and I think I heard the other day that he just passed, but I'm not sure, so I'm going to check it out. But it's Muddy Waters, and again, we're going to the basement today, like we did with that Fighting Suspicion. We go into the real basement. Now, they told me, and I'm not sure, but my mother said when we were growing up, and she used to play this man's music, that he wrote this song all about me. He told my mom I was going to be the Hoochie Coochie Man. Man, I like this track. It's by Muddy Waters. And when you hear this track, just think he's talking about Don S. McClure, the new Hoochie Coochie Man.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun, he gonna make pretty women jump and shout, then the world wanna know. Cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand, then the world will know. seventh day, only 7 months. The seventh doctor said he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700, and don't you mess with me, but you know.
Now you talking about a track. I got $700. I know Don McClure coming. I was born on the 6th month. I was born on the 6th day. And then don't give you away, cause I don't know hoochie coochie, mate. Man, I'm gonna play that at my birthday party. Man, I know my mother loved that song there. The doctor told her, you got a boy child coming, and he gonna be a son of a gun. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number is 347-633-9376. And you can dial that number and listen to the show, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio/DonSMcClure.com, and you will be listening to the show. Man, you can see it live too. You got a boy child coming. Let me take this quick PSA, and when we come back, Muddy Waters had a heck of a personality. So we're talking about a winning personality, and I want you to develop a winning personality. I know it can be done. We got to take this quick PSA break, and when we come back, we've got more things going on for you, and I just want to kiss you all over your face, mwah, 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 because you got a boy child coming. Don't, boom, boom, boom. Man, I like that track. That's just awesome.
Finding quality child care is important. Do you know the questions to ask?
Are children supervised at all times?
Does the staff know first aid and CPR?
Be Child Care Aware. Just call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org.
How many children are being cared for?
Does this child care program have an emergency plan?
Finding the right child care could be one of the biggest decisions any parent will ever make. Let us help. Valuable information for parents as well as child care providers is available online and on the phone, and it's all free.
Have all the child care providers gone through a background check?
Have they had proper child care training?
The questions you need answered, the answers you've been looking for. Call Child Care Aware of Missouri at 1-866-892-3228 or log on to mo.childcareaware.org. Be Child Care Aware.
I was leaving an exercise class.
All of a sudden, the pain started. My entire chest, shortness of breath, very fatigued,
nauseated. Thought that it was nothing much, maybe just stress.
You're having a heart attack.
I'm healthy. I'm young. There's no way it could be my heart. No way.
Heart disease doesn't discriminate.
Listen to your body. Go get checked.
Heart disease is the number one killer in women,
and this is something that we can fight.
Visit goredforwomen.org to learn a woman's risk for heart disease.
Operación de corazón abierto para salvar mi vida. Tenía 33 años cuando me enteré que tenía una enfermedad del corazón. Y estaba bien sorprendida porque yo era una persona bien saludable. Lo primero lo que me decían eran de mis hijos que yo no iba a estar aquí para mirarlos crecer. Oigan su propio cuerpo. Estoy participando en Go Red por tu corazón para informarle a todas las mujeres que tengan conciencia de su propio corazón.
And we're back. And that is the PSA that I play for all of you women out there. Please make sure that you take care of yourself. I want you to get those hearts checked. and I want you to do right. Because I want you to live as long as I'm going to be around. Because I'm the born on the 7 month, on the 7 day. Because I'm the, I can't even remember the words to the song. Because I'm the hoochie coochie man. That's what I want you to call me from now on. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the hoochie coochie man. We're talking about a winning personality. And I was arguing with my friend. We were discussing. I said, I'm an introvert. And he said, no, you're an extrovert. I said, I'm an introvert. And then God had the nerve to reach down and say, Don, I say you're extrovert. I said, I told him that's what I said. He said, because I know, because I gave birth to you. And I just don't know why I did it. I said, man, God, that's a low blow. Hey, have you ever heard the song Low Blow, Low Blow? Man, it's just too much tea in my life. There's too much of my great red tea. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and we are talking about winning personalities. Think about that favorite actor or that actress that you watch in a film that you truly enjoy. Like somebody like whoever the heck it is you like today, female, male. But think about how you really like their personality, and their personality comes across. Like Johnny Depp. His personality comes across in his movies. Just a lot of great people. I mean, even Morgan Freeman. I like to watch Morgan Freeman on TV when he's doing a TV interview. He just has a winning personality. Kind of guy that you just want to say, man, why can't I be like him? Or why can't I be better than him? But the thing is, I want you to think about that. Are you using your winning personality when you go to these job interviews? When you're talking to people, when you're trying to sell them something, you got to have that winning personality. That's what's going to help you. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only. The number to listen to is 347-633-9376. That is the number you can dial to listen in. And I'm going to play a track called Catch My Breath by Kelly Clarkson. And she's got a winning personality. She even told the news media, because she gained a little weight. They were all on her back. She said, man, get off my back. I'm still good. I still could sing. So go away. And I don't blame her. They're always trying to get into your business. Man. But she's got a sharp track. Actually, she's got a new album out that I need to pick up next week so I can play it for you. But we're going to listen to Kelly Clarkson. And I'm going to do some exercise. I'm going to jump up and down and run around while she's singing her song. How about that? And I'll probably be out of breath because she's trying to catch her breath. The name of the song is Catch My Breath by Kelly Clarkson. Man, I really believe I've had, it was that Indian food I ate. I think there were some drugs in there, but it was pretty good.
Be left behind. Distance was a friend of mine. Catching breath in a web of lies. I've spent most of my life riding with playing acrobats, shadow boxing the other half, learning how to react. I've spent most of my time catching my catching my breath, letting it go, turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right. Catching my breath.
Talking about, man, I'm out of breath. I was exercising my fool head off. I was doing my jumping jacks, catching my breath. Then I was doing my karate punches. Ooh, ah. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only, and I am catching my breath. Man, I was running around. Oh, man, I was exercising, even jumped on the floor and was doing my push-up. Oh, man. Hey, I asked Tony, I said, don't I have a, I can't even remember the story I was going to tell, but I asked him, I said, I'm really introverted. And he said, heck to the dog. I can't believe he said that. On his mother's birthday, me, number one, uno, I'm so introverted, it's ridiculous. I sit in the corner and don't say anything and just sit there so quiet and just have a hard time even talking on the phone. I know if my maid was here, she would say, no, no, Mr. McClure, you tell a story. You're listening to Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only on a Friday with more than 50,000 listeners. Man, that is nice. Hey, we're going to change the pace for a minute. We want you to think about your winning personality. And I'm going to play a track by Lyra from South Africa called Soul in Mind. And this was actually brought to me by a young lady named Renee in Chicago. And when she first introduced me to Lyra, I was just totally fascinated. And I watched her videos, and she has a winning personality. So I want you to think about that, especially when you're in love. You got to have a winning personality. You got to be a sweetie beatie. Let me play Lyra, Soul in Mind.
I am a child born of love, so let love remain in my heart and my mind. Let love and joy be my friend, give me peace with no end. Let me live with no fear and no shame. Let me begin to see love come alive in my life. Let me feel how it feels to be me. Do 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 do. Let me to want so
Man, you're talking about a track. I love that track. And I think really she was looking in the mirror saying, I wonder where is Don in South Africa? Let me write the song, Soul in Mind, for Don. I know I'm telling a story. Listen, we're talking today about a winning personality. And I did some research, and there was an article that I thought would be good to share with you. It's called A Thought for the Day. Now, it listed 12 worst habits for your mental health. Now, listen to what I just said now. The 12 worst habits for your mental health. So they want you to be happy, to hang on to your happiness. They said in the research, depression is usually brought on by factors beyond our control. The death of a loved one, a job loss, or financial troubles. But the small choices you make every day may also affect your mood more than you may realize. Your social media habits, and we talk about this now, all that Facebook stuff, exercise routine, and even the way you walk may be sucking the happiness out of your day, and you may not even know it. Luckily, these behaviors can be changed. Read on for 12 ways you're sabotaging your good moods and what you can do to turn it around. So I thought about that and I said, well, let me write this down so I could share this with my audience, because I'm always talking about self-worth. And I want you to really incorporate some of these things, because it's saying that you can turn this bad habits around to something good. It says you slouch when you walk. How we feel can affect the way we walk. But the universe, or the inverse, is also true. Find a study published in the Journal of Behavior, Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry. Researchers found that when subjects were asked to walk with shoulders slouched, hunched over, and with minimum arm movements, they experienced worse moods than those who had more pep in their steps. What's more, participants who walked in a slouchy style remembered more negative things rather than positive things. Talking about depression. It says, getting happy now. Lift your chin up, roll your shoulders back to keep your outlook on the positive side. One of the things they said that people didn't do in the 12 worst habits, you don't exercise. Consider this. If you become more active 3 times a week, your risk of being depressed decreases by 19%. According to a new study in JAMA, J-A-M-A, Psychiatry, after following more than 11,000 people born in 1958, up until the age of 50, and recording depressive symptoms and levels of physical activity at regular intervals, the University College of London researchers found a correlation between physical activity and depression. People who were depressed were less likely to be active, while those who were active were less likely to be depressed. In fact, but every time they were active, depression risk decreased by 6%. Now, that was part of the article and part of the 12 issues that we took a look at. Your procrastination. Think about a task you've been putting off. If the reason is because it's boring or you just don't feel like doing it, well, we can't help you there. That was in the research report. But if you're avoiding the task because it makes you anxious or because you're afraid of failing, then procrastinating just makes completing is more nerve-wracking than it ever was before. So they said again, get happy now. Before you finally tackle your problem head on, do something that helps you ease stress. Listen to the music of Don S. McClure's show. No, that's it. Listen to music. Go for a run. Leonard suggests engaging in an activity that helps disintegrate the anxiety. This way you can insert a bit of fun into it instead of stress. And there's a note that says, listen to the Don S. McClure show on Friday, and you'll get rid of your stress. Okay, you procrastinate. Think about a task you've been putting off. And again, take that and just throw it out the window. I don't know who Leonard is. I guess he's part of the reason. Okay, there's another point. You're never alone. This can be one of the reasons why you're stressed and depressed. Now listen to the title, You're Never Alone, meaning that you can't get a minute of silence or you want to be alone to think. You just don't find the time. So between the kids, work, marriage, find a moment to be alone. Locking yourself in the bathroom doesn't count. Leonard says stresses the importance of finding time for yourself, whether it is 10 minutes, an hour, or a day. Without taking that time to do things for yourself, depression and anxiety creep in. So Leonard says, get happy now, schedule an appointment for you time, and more importantly, keep it. You don't actually have to talk to anyone. If you primarily use texting, like a lot of you do, Facebook or other social media, to stay in touch with friends, you're not having meaningful contact and chatting up the Starbucks baristas every morning doesn't count. But that's what he wrote. I didn't write that one. Facebook pages are entertainment, Clay says. These are not true conversations that allow us to understand people. Instead, it lessens our experiences and feelings. Now, that was stated by Michael Mantel, PhD, a behavioral science coach based in San Diego, California. So, we've talked about these kind of things, and we're going to continue to try to enlighten you with the tips that we find. Still say, self-worth is one of the best keys that you can have to overcoming depression and idle time and idle conversations. When you believe in yourself, you'll find better conversations, and you'll find the strength to look forward to a better life. We got to take this quick PSA, and when we come back, we've got some more great music for you. We've got 36 more minutes into the show, and I am having a ball. And I'm still going to discuss that extrovert, introvert stuff. I say I'm introverted. I just don't like to talk to people. Oh, man. Let me play this quick PSA.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
And you know, I like that Jimmy guy. You're a pretty smart guy, Grandpa. Oh, man, Jimmy. You're a pretty bright guy yourself, Jimmy. Oh, man, that's my favorite PSA. We got to play a track for you by a young lady named Nicole Renee. And she's telling a man she knows she messed up, but she likes his personality. And she said, how many times I got to say I love you? Because I do. And she knows she messed up, but she wants to tell him she really loves him. And I like this track. It's so sweetie-beatie. So I'm going to kiss you on your cheeks and on your forehead and on your lips. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And how many times do I have to say I love you?
I was hurting you so. You're all my life. You're the only man I love. And I could never stand to see you go. 'Cause not a second, not a minute ever go by when I don't have you.
Talking about a track, she said, I didn't need to make you cry. went wrong? Oh, I think she was right outside his door, too, crying. Please let me back in, because I love you so. Oh, man. I might play that again before we leave the show. How many times, Don, do I have to say, I love Don. Oh, I love him so. Man, I like that. I like that song. Even though my name's not in it. I like that song. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. The number's 347-633-9376. You can dial that number and listen in, or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you'll be on the best lifestyle show on the internet. And again, I want you to go to my book website and order one of my fabulous books, www.dsmpublications.net, and order any of my 9 books. I have 9 out, like 9 Little Indians. I know you're not old enough to remember 9 Little Indians. 1 little, 2 little, 3 little Indian. Oh, man. That just cracks me up. We're going to play a track called Like This Moment by Lily McCain. And I think it's, yeah, McCain, McCann. I have to get these names right sometimes, man, because Dionne Warwick might write me and say, Don, you talked about me on your radio show. Oh, man. Hey, and did you know Melba Moore sent me a friend request on Facebook? Honest to goodness. I couldn't believe that. I said, man, Melba Moore wants to be my friend. Oh, that was such a sweetie beady moment. So let's get Lily McCann on the air. It is 8:02.
Waves roll. Wind in your hair, toes in the sand. Have you ever been there? Or standing on top of a high mountain peak, head in the clouds, or with the world at your feet? The only way that I can say
It's like this moment that Don McClure, I saw him yesterday.
Oh, okay, we back. Man, I was telling my best friend, he said, Melba Moore did not, friend. I said, she did. He said, you telling a story. He said, next you'll be saying Lola Falana became your friend. I said, man, please. But I'm telling you, for real, Melba Moore is now my friend on Facebook. Oh, that's so sweetie, bitty. Maybe she'll sing,
and like this moment, I say it forever.
I like that, man. Hey, I like country and western music. And that's my girl, Lilla McCain. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And you could dial 347-633-9376. And listen to the greatest show on the internet. I mean, Don McClure is just an awesome man. Just awesome. Just awesome. I just can't ask for any more than this. We got to play a track by Heather Hadley. I Will Always Be Your Girl. And I like Heather Hadley. She's got a great personality. I mean, super great. And this track, she's telling this guy, listen, I'll have your baby. Put that ring on my hand. I don't care. I'll always be your girl. I don't care who else you think about. I could be the woman for you. So, Heather, I'm going to send this out for you. You can tell that guy, get it together. You the woman.
Don't let me. Even if it's gonna make me cry, say what you need. Even if it hurts me deep inside, we've been good friends for years, and I hold that dear. But you cannot end this night without giving me a chance to tell how I feel inside. So you see her. Second day, is it serious? If it is, you're making a big mistake. Can you be truthful when you're alone with her and look into her eyes? If you tell me that you don't think of me, it would come as a surprise.
Can you tell me that?
Tonight.
I had tears in my eyes on that one. You better take that girl back, man. She'll always be your girl.
Oh, I'm crying. I'm crying up a river.
You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I feel bad for Heather Hadley. But we're talking about a winning personality. Man, she told that guy, look, man, don't lie to me. You can talk to me, tell me that I'm your girl. Oh, man, I like that. Let me play this track by Lyra after that one so I can feel good. It's called Lyra Feel Good. And I'm playing this for Heather Hadley. That was a heck of a song. I got tears in my eyes at that one.
I tell you, I'm the only one. I want to be your girl.
I just wanna feel good every day. I wanna wear a smile upon my face. I wanna feel the joys of the day. I wanna feel alive in every moment. Said I won't waste time on feeling blue. I won't waste time on things I cannot change. I'm gonna live this day as best as I can.
like that. I like that, man. When I exercise, I play that. I got this teeter-totter. And when I'm flipped over with my head going to the ground, that's what I play. La, 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 la. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, the one and only, on a Friday night. And I am so glad to have so many listeners and fans. I love you so much. La, 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 la. I like that. Hey, I'm going to play a track by Freddie Revel. And I want you to think about this. When you're walking, the way you walk displays whether you are unhappy with yourself, depressed, or you feel confident and strong. Now, that I got from a research report, and I believe that. So I want you to pull your chin up, put your chest out, or your breast out, and just stand tall. And if you got on some of them short shorts, just shake it, baby, shake it. Let me play Freddie Revel. Man, I messed up that man's name. It's R-E-V-A-L, and the track is called Echo de Amor. Man, I like saying that, de Amor. Ooh, that sounds so sexy. De Amor. Yes, yes, I'm French. Man, now that's one of my driving songs. I speed when I hear that song in my car. Dun, dun, dun. Like I'm in a movie, man. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, man, I'm for real. I love that track. Freddie Rivers. I got to play this track, and it's close to the last track for the night. I have enjoyed myself. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Ooh, I just love kissing you on your cheeks, on your nose, on your forehead. Ooh, forehead. I must talk proper. Let me play this track by Leanne LaHavas. Don't Wake Me Up. I like this. It's one of those tracks that we're going to take us out on. It's bad. I mean, I like the way she says, don't wake me up. Man, this is one of those neo-soul tracks.
Don't wake me up, I'm trying to find you. Or as I walk through, you're hiding in the corners of my mind. Never fear, I'll be close behind. My only love, I'll follow behind you. I won't go without you. I know your love weighs heavy on my heart, but you are my only counterpart.
Enjoy life. That's all you have. I have enjoyed myself. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And I'm going to say good night. Happy birthday and enjoy life. because it's great. Good night, baby.